This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You see, I'm searching for a real love and I don't know where to go. I've been around the world and high and low and still I'll never know how it feels to have a real love because it seems there's not around. I gotta end it in this way because it seems he can't.
Thank you so much for being here and joining us here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's your man Sugar Ray and I'm alongside Warren Lee. And guess what? We're live in location today, man. And it's so fantastic to be at the brand new Showman TV show, the restaurant. And so, such a fantastic environment here. We're just absolutely excited to be here and share with you this fantastic establishment, ladies and gentlemen. And so, we're showing our partner today, and that is Lady D. She's Lady D. That's what everybody. Lady D is traveling. She is a singer that I just opened her this morning. She is now in Atlanta. And I've been told that she's been having a great time, albeit that the temperatures were really, really high in Vegas. Right now, she's the cooler climate of Atlanta. It's a balmy degrees in South this morning. And so, what's going on, my brother? How are you?
My brother, it's fine. I am good. And I'm so excited to be at the new location, you know, this new entertainment, eating, drinking establishment is beautiful here. It's all about the Bahamian thing. As I look around, as I watch and I see everything that y'all have done here, all I'm seeing is true Bahamian art. It's the essence of Bahamian. Exactly. It's nothing. I'm really happy to be here today.
Yeah, it's Bahamian excellence on full display. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you may hear perhaps some noises and sounds in the background simply because, like I said, we're live today. So I'm going to try to make the best of it. I'm excited to be here, man. And I want to tell you, I'm so impressed with the folks here at Showman. In fact, the great thing is that this is 100% Bahamian owned, and they've taken tremendous pride in the detailing and every facet of this operation that they have put together here. It's absolutely, simply splendid. And I want to let you all know what is our topic of conversation today. And of course, it's all about food.
Food is part of our culture.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
And if nobody has said it to you as yet this weekend, everybody, let us be the first to say to you from the Real Love Talk Show,
Happy Independence!
We hope you're having a great one out there, man. And whatever you're doing, we hope that you are being safe. And so we're getting to a meeting with the staff here talking about this wonderful product. I've been told that it's been a labor of love since January of earlier this year. And they've been making plans
since last year.
And I've been told that, obviously have an affiliation with them, but I've been told that the same concept that they would have had maybe with respect to the boxes, they have now translated that into the
dining experience.
Brick and mortar establishment. So this whole thing, this whole idea and concept of thinking you want a culinary trip around the world is what you can expect to find from a culinary perspective while you're here at Showman. And also, too, one day, I don't know if you have a chance to look at this fantastic menu that came out. The rolling up what they call a bougie French menu.
Oh. And from what I see on the menu, it does seem bougie nice. And I don't, it's not, you don't think it's nice, it's excellent. I mean, they have a various different types of food that you can taste. And if you're a foodie, this is definitely the place to come, because you're not going to find the normal, usual brunch items on this menu. The menu is like extraordinary. Like, for instance, you know, the hangover bowl. Oh, when I started to read it, I was so excited. My mouth started to water because it sounded so good. Braised short ribs, cheesy grits, caramelized onions, garlic chips, and poached eggs to top it off. My goodness, mother, I hope I get to taste some of this food today.
My brother, we are actually, and that particular dish, I've been told, we're going to be trying that. In fact, we're going to have the chef come out, and he's going to actually walk us through that particular dish and discuss food, and of course, the menu items available here today. And as we did say, we're here for brunch. This is their second installment. They would have had the brunch we did last week. And from what I've heard, ladies and gentlemen, without seeing trending on social media, it has been a stupendous success, been an overwhelming success. In fact, I spoke to a gentleman earlier, he said, listen, out of 12 to 11 a.m., they opened the doors, they had a coffee, a few people waiting outside.
Wow. I can see why, man.
Before the restaurant even opened, right? But it's absolute opulence, ladies and gentlemen. As I mentioned before, with respect to the retailing of this place, from the club at the front door, in fact, you can expect to find that you're going to meet the valet attendant. He will greet you. He will offer to take your car. The food in one of these guys is something that I've never heard of. They clean your car.
While you wait?
While you dine in, they shine.
Oh my goodness. That should be one of your taglines. Just to make sure people come, because I would love to dine and get my car shined the same day.
No one in the Bahamas. No one in Nassau for sure. I dare say these guys are really ahead of the curve of innovation. When you talk about being first and making it all about the customer experience, you can certainly get that when you feel. The staff, to say that they're warm and friendly and attentive is an understatement, you know. And so, guys, I really encourage you, once you have the opportunity to do so, make your way here. And meet it where it is. It's number 85 90 Street.
But I was just about to say to you, Ray, before you mention the location, ladies and gentlemen who's listening in on the radio, when you enter this establishment, you would never, ever remember that you're on Mackey Street.
Yeah, I get that too.
That's how wonderful this place is. That's how the atmosphere just
strikes
you in and helps you and invites all of these beautiful people and art and everything that's going on here. You'll never know that you're on Mackey Street. Never.
Well, I think what they were going for, and this is the kind of feel and perception that I get. It's like you're probably just one of those
Absolutely. So you can hear the sound, you know, activity, stuff going on the outside, but you can't see it. Other than that, all you're doing is feeling the energy inside the restaurant.
Well, I want to say welcome before we go any further to our wonderful viewers on Facebook. As we would have indicated, we prior to a week before last, we were taking a bit of a break, and certainly it's good to be back today and to see all of you out there. And to have all of you listening in on our radio. And so we can't give you the normal numbers. We can pull some other packages if you give us a call into the studio, hoping that they're able to patch you in today so that you join in the conversation. And again, everybody, we're talking about food and culture. And we have the wonderful opportunity to be here at Schumann in Bistro, the restaurant here at 85 Street. And that's where they are. They're in the Harlem City. And you don't have to get very far. You don't have to go out to Cable Beach anymore. You don't have to travel all the way west to have a fine experience as far as dining and what I would call administrative experience.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but the thing about it is, you can come here and you can have that experience as if you went over the bridge or over the Bahama. But the best thing about it is the prices are very reasonable.
Yeah.
The type of food they have on this menu and the prices I see, oh my gosh, you've got to come here and try it out for sure. I enjoy my day today. I don't know about you all, but I enjoy my day.
So again, just to reiterate, we're here at number 85 Mackey Street. If any of you are familiar with where Wendy's is on Mackey Street, I'm sure most of you would be. It's almost directly opposite Wendy's.
In fact, if you're coming through the red light there at Bar 20 Corner, it's that fancy new place on the right-hand side. In fact, it's three doors on the right-hand side if you're heading north. In other words, if you're heading up the hill towards Super Value, it's the third building on the right-hand side.
You can't miss it.
On the east, right on the eastern side of the street. But a great eye-catching, it has great curb appeal. You won't be able to miss it.
And the colors itself give you this feeling of excitement, man.
And so to tie in with our topic today, ladies and gentlemen, we started to mention the menu. We're going to discuss that in a bit. But certainly we're talking about love of food and then tying that in with culture. Love of culture, you know, it's independent now. I've seen what happened recently with the local entertainers, and they were having a platform with respect to being able to perform on Brandis National Stage, which is the independent operation. I've been on the show.
Absolutely not.
I recognize that these guys here at Showman have done something that is exceptional yet again. And I like to see you have good corporate
companies, they save
the day and they play the role that they should be playing. And so what these guys have done, you know, they've decided to do this company is streaming really well on social media, so maybe you may have seen it. But I'm alluding to the fact that if you come in tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, there is going to be a full complement, a full lineup of all of the Bahamian All-Stars. All of the greats will be here tomorrow, starting at 12:30. Now, they indicated that all of the protocols, as far as COVID protocols, will be adhered to, will be social distancing, etc. But it will only be available to patrons, persons that are dining, and they have a limited amount of seats. Their security will be in full effect. But if you come in tomorrow, and you dine between the hours of 12 and 9:30, all of the entertainment, every hour of the hour is free.
Hold on, you said, we get to listen to our Bahamian superstars. We get to listen to them while we dine, and it's free? It's no cost.
I see a great friend of ours. He just poked his head in the door. I wish we could get him to come in. We're on the inside, by the way. Live with the sir. All right, good to see you. That's Mr.
Jeff Delaville,
good to see you, man. But that is the thing. And these guys are always overthinking. What strikes me is that they don't talk the talk anymore. If you look at the three words at the top of this building, most persons don't pay attention to it because there is an awning, the wonderful patio that they have in front, kind of impedes your view of the three words encapsulated at the top of this building. And it says three things. We are community.
Well, Lane, I can see the community effort going on, because if you decided that you were going to get all of these local artists to come and perform, and Bahamians don't have to pay a dime, all they have to do is come and dine, and you're doing it, Lane. Showman E Bistro is the place to be tomorrow, starting at 12 noon. I can tell you that because the lineup, I've seen the lineup of entertainers, and ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to get a better lineup than this anywhere on this island for independent.
Yeah, it's a virtual who's who. I mean, like I said, it's the All-Stars, right? So if you want to celebrate and have culture play its rightful role and be able to enjoy just that, then of course, you can expect to come in tomorrow. The fine folks here will take very good care of you, and while you're dying, they'll be shining the top for free. But two, they will be entertaining you. And so you're talking about the Enoch. You're talking about Nehemiah here. You're talking about Sweet Emily. You're talking about Bahamian Trace. So it's not just one genre of music. You got a guy called Judah the Lion. I know Judah. He's been on the show several times. He's a friend of the Real Love Talk Show. But he will be here, right? You're talking about Lady E.
But one of my favorites is Funky D.
Funky D. I don't know if he's on the card tomorrow. I don't remember seeing that name, but I'm telling you guys, it's a virtual who's who of whom will be appearing here tomorrow. And so the culture during the Independence Day celebration can still be enjoyed. And as I was said before, it's just those three guys all the way around, because they all seem to have their fingers on the pulse of what's happening in their community. And of course, I have said this to somebody else before recently on another show. If we as corporate Bahamas go out there and support our communities, right? These same communities that we expect that support us, right?
Exactly.
Right? It needs to be a two-way street. It really does.
We cannot rely solely on the government to do it for us. This is our culture. Culture means it coming from the people, you know. That's what culture is. Culture is about the people, not just the government. The government is there to assist us, but we as the Bahamians have to play our part and do our role to make this thing happen.
And so here's that definition of culture, by the way, as you mentioned that word, because again, they're talking about culture and love of food today. And so the arts and other manifestations, that is, of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively. Or another way to think about it is the ideas, customs, and social behavior of a particular people or society. And so certainly, entertainment and culture is such whereby, they have to enjoy it. The people are very enthused and very passionate about it. And to have the opportunity to enjoy the very finest, as I said before, to come out here tomorrow and see these guys getting the best too. Enjoying themselves and having the public,
You get a personal experience. You get a personal concert, ladies and gentlemen, personal, because you're going to be able to see these artists up front and close.
Yes.
They're going to be like right there for you to touch. It's not going to be like 1,000 people and they're all the way over there on the big stage. You're going to be right there. So you get to listen to them. You get to actually meet these local entertainers that's been out there providing this great music for us and developing what we call as our musical culture. They're going to be here and they're going to give you an opportunity to meet them and listen to them. So don't miss it. Don't forget it.
So ladies and gentlemen, whilst we are here at the restaurant, Showman E. Bistro, the restaurant, if you wish to give us a call and join in the conversation, it's the number to call. The numbers to call are 323232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And then there's a text line. And I'm not sure if Mr. Producer will be able to get to that. But if so, the number is 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Well, we're so delighted to be here with you this afternoon. It's a super looking Sunday out there. And we certainly hope that you enjoy yourselves wherever you go. We certainly hope that you take us with you this afternoon. And of course, we're going to take our first break right about now. And we'll be right back. Again, it's our pleasure coming to you live today. This is the Rhythm Call Show here on WBNX 6.9 FM. I'm the man, Sugar Ray. And of course, in my company, we have the one and only Warren B. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up with Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Start your day the right way with 7Seas.
Start your day the right way. Trust in the timeless tradition of 7Seas Cod Liver Oil. 7Seas Cod Liver Oil is a rich, natural source of omega-3, giving you the essential nutrients needed to promote good health and help make sure you're looking and feeling your very best. Whether it's one a day, high strength, or traditional, with 7Seas Cod Liver Oil, you start your day the right way.
Start your day the right way with 7Seas.
Enjoy an elevated mobile experience with BTC giving you
unlimited talk for the best conversations,
unlimited data for all your online fun,
and unlimited roaming to stay connected while overseas
for just $50 per line.
Unlock unlimited mobile talk, data, and roaming when you sign up for BTC Superfast Fiber Internet with speed starting at 100 megabits per second. Enjoy more great savings and value. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or BTCBahamas.com. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and in conversation. 96.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're all the way live. We're here at Showman eBistro, the restaurant at number 85 Mackey Street. It's in the heart of the city. And if you're looking for something to do, well, guess what they got going on today? It's all about the bougie brunch. And man, I'm going to tell you, if you have a palate for wonderful brunch menu items, this is absolutely exceptional. And you can find the traditional American-style breakfast, for example. They have the option of building your own omelet. They have the eggs Benedict and all of those standards, I would say, that you perhaps can expect to enjoy. But they put their own twist and their own flavor on it. And I've just been told by one of our servers, one of the dishes here is they're paying homage to shrimp and grits, but they're doing a conch and grits.
Never heard of that.
Right? A conch and grits. And he explained that the grits itself, it has a four cheese, it's whipped with four different cheeses. It's whipped to a smooth, feathery consistency. There is a coconut-infused native grits with the cheeses that I would have mentioned. There is a bacon jam along avocado mousse. And he was giving me the breakdown in terms of how the conch itself is prepared. But guys, absolutely phenomenal. Like, I'm salivating just talking about it, man, right?
I'm just waiting to taste it.
And then there's this banana almond crunch French toast. You heard what I just said? Banana almond crunch French toast. Now, I don't know about you guys out there. I am a lover of food. I love the wonderful, the eccentric, the different. I will experiment. I remember going to Louisiana. You know, they got all kind of different cultures, give you different cuisines, eh? And you know, food is a part of our daily life. Everywhere, it's everywhere. If you're doing a wedding, there's gonna be food. If you're doing a funeral, there's gonna be food. If you're doing a birthday party, again, food. And so, wow. What a tremendous lineup. I'm looking at this menu, man, and it's just totally phenomenal. Banana almond crunch French toast. Can't wait to try that.
The avocado toast. I love avocado.
Yes.
I love avocado. And I never thought that there was a different way to eat avocado other than just peeling it and eating it like that.
Right.
But here we got an avocado toast.
Yep. No, absolutely amazing what they've done with this menu. It has.
There's so many things you can explore.
Yeah.
You can come here every day, every Sunday for this bougie brunch, and you can try something different.
Yep. That's what I intend to do. But we want to shout out our friend Malvin Misick, tuning in on Facebook. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you. And there's also the store, Justin. I love salmon. I love salmon, right?
I noticed there are a couple of salmon dishes on here already.
Vodka and beet root cured salmon. Now that sounds like something I would be interested in. And so, ladies and gentlemen, they've got it all here. They've done this thing really, really well here at Showman eBistro, the restaurant at number 85 Mackey Street. I also want to mention, as a part of this brunch menu here this afternoon, they have a specialty cocktails menu as well, too. And they say that they have bar chefs. We got to go check with the bar chefs.
Well, from what I'm seeing here, and I'm looking at the specialty cocktail, there's a twist on all of the regular flavors. But there's one thing that stands out on this specialty cocktail menu that I've never heard of. It is the Sugar Ray.
Ah!
That putting in now, you know.
They must be mistaken me.
It must be, man.
You know, it's amazing, man. And so we want to transition and tell you a little bit more. Of course, we're going to interview some of the staff. Maybe we could get one or two of the patrons to come and let us know what their experience about. Hopefully, we can get it from the table here and maybe take our portable camera and do a little grooming so persons can have a look-see. That is if you're joining us live on Facebook. But certainly, when you talk about culture, another thing that is very well done and very well represented here, ladies and gentlemen, is the whole art field. Now, today, they have a local artist that is doing a sketch here. Last week, they featured Mr. Al Pacino Wallace, and Al did a signature piece, and it was given away complimentary to the patrons coming in. And so that's wonderful in and of itself to be able to have an original. Yes. You know, it's well done. It's well executed. It makes me proud to see that behemoth businesses have the know-how, the expertise, the talents, the skill set to get it right. Because these guys clearly have gotten it right. And the proof is in the details that you see here. When you walk through the front door, the whole opulence of the ambience. It's a beautiful patio setting. And like we said before, it feels like you're out there out South Beach somewhere in the Florida.
Bohemian feel, though. That's the thing that gives me chills.
Yeah.
And you have that upscale dining experience, but it's local. You can see anything that's familiar to you as a Bohemian.
Yep.
As you look around, the paintings, I mean, the colors are vibrant. Look at it here. Look like they just simply painted this place for independence.
It's a Bohemian Picasso. It's a Bohemian Picasso. I mean, if you walk into this space, ladies and gentlemen, and if you look at the stunning ceiling, they have a 3D mural. It's painted in such a way whereby, and they have these decals on the floor just to give you an opportunity to understand. There are these decals on the floor. You have to speak into that for your voice, for the picture to come up. But there are these decals on the floor, and if you stand on certain spots or spaces on the floor and you point the camera up to do your selfie, it gives you different angles. And I believe it's called Flight of the Birds. But actually, the artwork starts on the outside too as well, ladies and gentlemen. And there are local artists that are all featured. And of course, you have Angelica Wallace Whitfield. She has done an amazing mural on the outside. You have also those three words that we mentioned previously, where they have pinned at the top of the building, and they would have said, "We are community." That's also done by Angelica Wallace Whitfield. Also here at Showman on Mackey Street, there is the wonderful artwork of not only Alan Wallace. There's some wonderful calligraphy on the inside. If you notice the wall that I'm sitting in front of, that's behind me. It's a piece done by a light goat. And she does wonderful calligraphy. And this is the Showman story behind me. And just an amazing attention paid to the detailing, et cetera, et cetera. Your mic is muted, one.
I want to ask, who put this hole in the ceiling right here?
Yeah.
This is like phenomenal. Yeah. As you come in here, and I'm just standing above this mural, right? But if you notice, it looks like there's a hole in the ceiling. It looks like there's the outside on the inside. The outside, inside culture, love it, God, love it. It is beautiful. It's fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. Just look at the mirror. Who painted this, Ray? Who is?
It's Alan Pacino Wallace is the person responsible. But just stunning, just breathtaking, beautifully done. It's so very tasteful. And as you would have said, it's an explosion of colors. Again, I believe this piece is called Flight of the Birds. And wow, we talk about whimsical in nature. You talk about a Bohemian artistry at its very best. And when you talk about celebrating arts and crafts and celebrating the culture, and most certainly you have to be able to come to a place like this and really appreciate what these folks have done with this wonderful establishment. And as we also would have mentioned, you know, as it relates to culture, ladies and gentlemen, you know, how we talk is a part of the culture, you know. There's such a down home feel and a down home vibe to the space. And so, not only are the staff warm and friendly, they're very efficient. They know the product. Well, a couple of them invested in here. And we want to just get reorganized so we can do that. Our camera angles, that is straight. But such a wonderful establishment. And today is a special menu, as we've said before. So the other side of it is during the course of the week, they have another menu. And the whole thing of him is that they'll take you on a culinary trip around the world. And so coming in, you get this whole multicultural experience. And so a great, great, great menu. We're going to take an opportunity because I'm seeing now that they're going to be setting us up for some food real shortly. We want to dive into some plates and give ourselves an opportunity to relate these wonderful dishes to you here this afternoon. In the case you're wondering where we're broadcasting from today, this is Showman EP Show, the restaurant. They got it going on. They really, really got it going on. And so, wonderful atmosphere. It's a family atmosphere. You can come. I see many families on the outside this afternoon. A great Sunday hangout. It's on the way. It's right here on Mackey Street proper. It's on the main Mackey Street. You can watch the world go by, as they say. Have amazing, amazing culinary experience. You can also enjoy their bar chefs. They got great specialty cocktails, etc. And, of course, the opulence of this place is second to none. And so, again, Mr. Producer and Studio, I want to thank you so much today for helping us out. And we're going to take another quick commercial break. We're going to reset. Hopefully, you'll have some food. And we will take you on this culinary experience with us this afternoon as we discuss the love of food and the 242 on this beautiful Independence Weekend. We are the Real Love Talk Show. I'm yours truly, David Sugar Ray, and, of course, my man, Juan B. Juan B is with me today, everybody. Tell him. It's somewhere in the U.S. loving himself. But guess what? You wish him well. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, again after this very quick break.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car. For
fuels, innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
As a people, Bahamians are anxious about the future. Feeling down and out, unsure in these unprecedented times, we need to believe that love's coming back. Join us Tuesday, July 13th at 11 a.m. at lovescomingback.com for the virtual launch of Love's Coming Back, an inspiring new anthem from Grammy Award-winning founding member of the Eurythmics, songwriter, producer Dave Stewart, which will premiere globally at 12 noon, presented by Basic Records, BahamasNationalTrust.org.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to the Real Love Talk Show here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're so happy that you're here with us today. And I'm certainly very happy to be where we're at.
Absolutely.
Very hard on the city, everybody. This Nassau on number 85 Mackey Street at Showman E Bistro, the restaurant. And who knew? Who knew, man? I'm so happy to report that the Hayman talent is on full display in this beautiful establishment. And so, thirdly, we want to shout out our folks viewing in. There's those guys on Facebook. And Lady D just jumped on our Facebook there. We see you now. Okay, the wrong value, you want to say, what? Who just be doing? Your folks over there at Atlanta, I know you're having yourself a great time. Can't wait to see you. A great opportunity for you today, my sister Lee. Actually, holding you down, eh? And I'm so excited, man. I got to tell you. So now let me just read her note here on Facebook. She says, hey, guys, my crew watching live in Atlanta. I must add, I experienced this awesome restaurant twice. The V-Dub. And the awesome atmosphere, entertainment, food, music. It is the place to be. And she further adds, thanks so much for the shout-outs. Yes, we miss you too. And appreciate your compliments, Alan. Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy Independence, we want to say Kerry, and my brother, Marvin Isaac. Again, shout-out to him out too. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, again, we're here at Shomani Bistro, the restaurant on Mackey Street. These guys have been trending at least in the top five here in this country for the last several months. I would say into last year. And I remember how they got started. They came to market in a public way. They were introducing the Bahamas first ever dinner kit. Right. A awesome meal that is capable of feeding a family nice. And at a price point that you would not believe, $120. Right. You got four to six different types of protein. You got a huge complement of produce, like a huge bag of produce. And not only that, you got all of these wonderful seasonings and marinades and so on and so forth. They did it in such a way because the place is operated by culinarians and trained chefs that are here. They did it in such a way whereby you can actually appreciate the 90% of the ingredients that are necessary to produce meals right there in the black box. And then all of the recipes were online, and they give you all of these wonderful recipe options from around the world.
Are the boxes still available?
They're putting the boxes on hold because they've been concentrating on this.
Okay.
That's what I've been told, but they will be revisiting that shortly. But, you know, 1 week there was the British box. You had the Louisiana box. You did the Asian box, a Mediterranean box. You know, there was a Bahamian box. I think they did that a couple times, which was stupendous. I mean, folks were like going crazy talking about this box. My phone was ringing off the hook.
You know? We gave away a few of the boxes on our show in the past.
Yeah,
I know our guests had enjoyed it.
Yes.
I know that for sure.
So these guys know how to do food. And the wonderful thing that, you know, just listening to their story, is really one whereby they're very service-oriented. You know, they're here for a community, feeding some 6,000 plus persons by weekly in collaboration with hands, along with during the height of the pandemic. Going out and blessing various organizations, as I'm following them on social media, I would have seen them going to different organizations and just making these contributions. I remember one of their social media influencers, a gentleman by the name of Demetrius. He was out in Main Town and different places, just giving out these boxes of food, you know. I'm so happy to see the success and their growth that has really been tremendous. But talking about culture, let's talk about, for you personally, UNB, what stands out to you with respect to our culture, and if you compare it to others? Every culture is unique, right? But for you, what is the thing, that one thing that you says, wow, that identifies Bahamian culture to me, and by extension, our audience this afternoon? There's a question that you can answer for us. What says, what screams to you, Bahamian culture? What are you most proud of as a Bahamian in terms of settler indigenous to the 242? We would like to know. And so, what about you, Omi?
One of the main things I've experienced it actually right here at this restaurant today. This is my first time coming to the restaurant.
Right.
But the minute I came through the doors, I experienced the culture of the people.
Right.
In the location.
So that's what I want to say. Yeah, I saw a chef just walk up. Chef, let's grab chef. I know you're busy in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Busy today.
Did he bring food for them?
He's got to bring some food. Come on. And let everybody know your name. You got to project. You got to speak a little loudly because of the. Yep, that's the camera straight ahead. And we're also live on Dalian 96.9. So this is Chef Robert Williams. He's with us, ladies and gentlemen. And he is the executive chef here at Sherman. Mind the menu is outstanding. This is outstanding. And I'm looking at it, it looks like an international style for Zane. And I know you guys are Bobby Joe, special player quick. So even though you might say, well, I'm not AIDS Benedict a certain way, or I have had Kobe in this lady before, in particular, man, that Kobe in this, I was just talking about that a moment ago on air. What's so special about the Kobe in this? If you can describe that for us, please, for the listening audience.
Okay, so the Kobe in this isn't just the regular.
Listen to me.
We have some bacon jam on there.
Oh, bacon jam. Bacon makes everything better.
So we made it more international by putting it with our two rolls off.
Right.
So we have a deep braise and we rolls off with our
This is the count now.
He said the count is braised in a three rolls soft with an avocado mousse.
Avocado mousse, creme fraiche, bacon jam, and then you have that lovely coconut biscuits.
I use the bacon jam.
Who does that? Bacon jam.
Shumas does it. Something else I saw here, like it was a sweet treat. So talk a little bit about some of these other options. What would y'all favorite? What would y'all recommend for a customer? What would you recommend?
What I really recommend.
Yeah.
I love the lobster spinach and sun-dried tomato frittata.
Lobster spinach, sun-dried tomato frittata. You both heard that?
It goes very well with the cognac drink.
Yes. And it's better with the cognac cream. What the sick? Can I say it on radio?
Well, I think you can't get it.
Man, you can't let somebody. Who's your bunch, ladies and gentlemen? Can be had here at Showman. He's new, exciting hip spot here on Mackey Street, man. I'm sure you would have heard about it. Maybe you may have seen it as you drive along Mackey Street property here. But we've got the executive chef here. We've got Chef Wallace. And I'm going to try. What are you going to have us try today?
I'm going to have you try the.
I'm not. Listen to this, everybody.
Hangover bowl. We have some tenderly braised short rib, cheesy grits, caramelized onions and pebbles, garlic chips, and rice pork today.
Cheesy grits. Wow, hold on. Cheesy grits.
Braising ribs, man.
The braised short ribs. That's on top of a cheesy grits and peppers on the top of the bun.
Garlic chips and a poached egg.
Garlic chips and a poached egg. Hey. Wow.
Fresh
season. I got to give you so hard. All right. Jeff, thank you so much for your time. You know you're busy. We appreciate it, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. And again, I guess it, man. Bahamian excellence when it comes to the culinary side of things. And you know, for our audience listening out in radio land, those of you here on Guardian Radio 96.9, we want you to know, come on down, join us. We'd love to see your face and appreciate it, Truman. It's a wonderful atmosphere, family friendly. They're very, 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 very service oriented. It's a great product. I'm guaranteeing you, if you come here once, it will not be the last time.
This is just the bougie Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the regular menu throughout the week. We're not even talking about all of the exciting entertainment that happens here during the week.
And we need to mention that again. So, ladies and gentlemen, at the top of the show, we talked about, you know, what was happening with our local entertainment, entertainers, that is. And if you're talking about culture, We're nothing without culture. Culture is what makes us who we are, right? And so these guys, from what I'm understanding here, heard the fight of the local entertainers, they were cited in some regards with respect to what's happening with the Pinnacle Cultural Celebration, which is the independent thing, fine, and no problems. These guys said, you know what, we're going to give these folks a platform. No problem. They're going to have a platform at the end of the month. Fine. But these guys were like,
you know what? It's independent. Nah, we're doing it. But sure, Marty, these girls doing it. I'm putting me as a part of that.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So we're doing it tomorrow. Cultural exposure.
And the thing of it is, from speaking to the management and the ownership here, they've always supported the orange economy. The orange economy being, ladies and gentlemen, the orange economy. first of all, is the orange economy being the creatives. That would be questions from the culinary side. The culinary side of it is one aspect of it. The entertainers are another side of it, right? So these guys have allowed for, not just now, but in the past. I remember they did the showman, Chef Showdown. If you go to that, so something called the Chef Showman, Chef Showdown mini edition. The way they did it was they brought all the culinarians together. The students from the University of the Bahamas, everybody was locked down, but they made an event where come out, the chefs who are, again, not practicing their crafts, they gave them a platform. And they were able to compete in a cooking competition,
right?
Not like I've ever seen before. And so they had them go out to the farmer's market on Glasson Road. These guys have shown them right ahead and give each and every farmer there a stipend of $250. You have around 30 farmers, and they said, hey, we're going to have the main persons from the various radio houses, television stations, and social media influencers.
We're getting regular people from our media.
But I'm saying it, I'm just making the point that they had the role players and Christina Dragovich and Kyle Watkins and all of Jillian Gray, all of these fine folks, and they were a part of a team that competed in a culinary competition. These guys facilitated showman, these guys facilitated the entire thing. And so the persons were able to go down, participate in this event, and they supported the orange economy. Not only did the orange economy meet the creatives because they had performers there, they also had the culinarians, the chefs, and so on and so forth. Additionally, the green economy, which was the agricultural
and the state, were at the farmers' market.
Right. But it just demonstrates their commitment. That's just one initiative. Now they're coming tomorrow, and here at this location, if you're dining in, starting at 12:30 tomorrow, you can expect to see the curbside van, which is a regular street van. It's a three-piece van. We also have at 2 p.m. Nehemiah Field. At 3 p.m., who's on the
car? We got Wendy at 3 p.m. At 4 p.m., we have Bahamian Free. At 4:30, we got my man Big Rock. Absolutely. At 5 o'clock, we got Judah the Lion, and I know y'all know who Judah the Lion is. But he's been on the show and he's doing it out there. We got Nisi at 6 p.m.
Nisi's a powerhouse singer. She's
one of the only ones I don't know, so I'm gonna look for.
I'm telling you though, she's the lead singer for one of the lead singers for the Rhythm Man.
Oh,
very well, very, very great. Great name and formal. All right, we got some food rolling in, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Man, you need to smell this stuff.
And I think you noticed we got a little quiet just now. You know, the aroma of the food, the excitement of the food. It's,
not just the visuals. I wish you got to smell it. It's just pure decadence. It's pure excellence. I'm so salivating right now.
Wait, we got to show the face, at least the Facebook.
Yeah,
so at least the Facebook viewers is me.
We're gonna tilt it in front of the camera so they can have it. Let's see, make sure you're holding on the plate, my brother. I might have to eat that up off the floor. That's all right.
Look at this meal.
That's a hangover bowl, ladies and gentlemen. And again, this is a hangover bowl.
Oh, right, that's hangover.
So it has the braised short ribs. Chef is telling us again, cheesy grits, poached eggs. Caramelized onions. There's also, I see there's some greens there, that's arugula.
Fresh cilantro.
Fresh cilantro. And chili?
Wow.
Fresh cilantro. And it's whipped to a smooth consistency, has cheese in it.
Wow.
Wow. You know what they say, people eat with their eyes, chef. So you're absolutely an outline yourself.
That's good. Thank you. It smells delicious.
This is absolutely phenomenal. If you're looking for treat brunches all day here today, Showman, and we're about to love ourselves. And
this is really tough. We can take a little break. You don't have to come back no time soon.
We're just joking, man. But we're going to dive in. We're going to describe what we're having here this afternoon for you. But we're just in step. And we're excited. We're eager, everybody.
You know, I got to put the first taste on air, right?
Okay.
All I'm going to do is taste the grits right now.
So,
that's it.
So, one of the great short grits. With
cheesy grits, top of the poached egg.
Oh my God.
How's that for you? Cheesy grits.
The grits alone tastes like a meal.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You need it by itself.
Yeah.
Wow. Grits. Wow. You shouldn't have dead hair on radio.
But that's what happens when your mouth's full.
Everybody's white man. So I'm having the, this is the Kangen grits.
The hangover. No, I got the hangover.
Right.
The Kangen grits.
Kangen grits. Again, the grits has a really very smooth,
very good,
consistent taste to it.
Tastes like what grandma used to make.
Oh, yeah. Tastes like home. Comfort. That's what you're
comfort.
Into.
That's the word. Comfort.
You got a little bacon jam here on the plate. That's absolutely.
Oh my God!
Pure decadence. And then there's this unexpected avocado mousse. Bacon. If you love bacon, you eat the jam by yourself. You just tell them bottles for you and eat the jam by yourself.
Bacon jam. Jam.
It has these bites of these wonderful bites of the bacon itself in it. But absolutely tremendous.
It is delicious, ladies and gentlemen.
Chewy consistency of the conch, which is very well seasoned. And on my plate as well.
That's wow. Yeah, that's the cram. Oh. Wow. Anyway, so, like you said, right, you were about to tell the producer that he needs to go to a break. Because I'm going to need a minute to, you know, put my face in this.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you may or may not know, if you're just tuning in, this is the Real Love Talk Show here on Guardian Radio. And today, we're so privileged to be here at Showman EB's for the restaurant. And we're having a, we're enjoying the bougie brunch.
They're loving it.
Yeah.
I know I'm loving it.
And so it's an independent holiday weekend here in the city. If you're looking for something to do, we encourage you, man, please put your feet in here, get your car, be safe while you're getting here. We want you to drive, arrive alive, as they say. Come on down and check out the fine folks at EB's for the restaurant. We guarantee you. You will not be disappointed, my brothers and sisters.
No, you won't be. Trust me.
Wonderful atmosphere to be had. They've already parked you. It's free of charge once you pull into the driveway here.
Great
they,
service.
They shine your car as you wait. So they give you a cold towel. That's one of the amenities that they have here because it's summertime out here in the 242. And the food. Oh, wow. Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Great. In addition to that, one, I mean, the staff will cater to you. I'm watching the staff as they interact with the guests, and they are ensuring that each and everyone that comes here has a memorable experience, something that you'll never forget.
Well, Mr. Bruce, producer, we're going to take our next break. I'm getting really ugly eating on camera. Mm. It doesn't work talking with your food in your mouth, but please. Let's take another break, and we'll be back on the other side of the break. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on your man, Sugar Ray. We're here at the Showman EP Show restaurant here on Mackey Street. It's number 85, almost directly across from Wendy's. We hope you come on down and join us. Time. We'll be right back after these important messages.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Sign up for CostRight membership and club. As a member, you get access to exclusive discounts on your favorite grocery club packs, appliances, electronics, outdoor living, and so much more. Whether shopping for your home or business, you can enjoy low warehouse prices on quality name brand products. Your CostRight membership also allows you to save at other participating businesses, and Gold Card members can earn an annual 2% reward up to $500. Sign up for the CostRight membership card today and let the savings begin.
Start your day the right way with 7Cs.
Start your day the right way. Trust in the timeless tradition of 7Cs Cod Liver Oil. 7Cs Cod Liver Oil is a rich, natural source of omega-3, giving you the essential nutrients needed to promote good health and help make sure you're looking and feeling your strength or traditional. With 7Cs Cod Liver Oil, you start your day the right way.
Start your day the right way with 7Cs.
Enjoy an elevated mobile experience with BTC giving you
unlimited talk for the best conversations,
unlimited data for all your online fun,
and unlimited roaming to stay connected while overseas
for just $50 per line.
Unlock unlimited mobile talk, data, and roaming when you sign up for BTC super fast fiber internet with speed starting at 100 megabits per second. Enjoy more great savings and value. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or btcbahamas.com. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I've seen my interviews for the restaurant on Market Street. I've been on the talk with some of the staff here. It's a wonderful looking day. We're so happy to have you join us on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Certainly hope you're having a great day out there, wherever you may be. But certainly, if you want to elevate your day, man, I encourage you to get in your car and make some tracks going down here, because we are actually having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon here at Shimani Bistro. The chef just brought us up to incredible place, and we are fully immersed and totally enjoying all of this wonderful food that they got going on here. The ambience and the atmosphere, second to none. The service, stupendous. And speaking of service, I'm joined by one of the team members here at Shimani. I'm going to have you introduce yourself, but you're going to have to speak up so that we can pick you up on our microphone. We're live on Facebook, as you can see, on the Real Love Talk Show, and of course, on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And please introduce yourself for us, please, so that everybody in our listening audience will know who you are.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is DeWanya Harris. I am one of the amazing cashiers there at Shimani Bistro.
Yes, they are amazing. Yeah, just your all your staff is amazing, by the way. And so how long have you been with us now?
I've been here for a few months now. I started in May of this year.
Right. What is one of the things that you love the most about working here?
I think my favorite thing about working here is the fact that it's so family-oriented. Like, we are a group of family, like, outside on the building says we are a community, so that's the vibe that you get every time you walk into, every time you come to work, that's the vibe.
That's how it feels. It's a culture that you have. I love that. I love meeting sometimes and watching you guys having fun, but you're also very professional. You're enjoying the company. And that's a long way when you can come to a job and you don't feel like it's work. Yeah. You know, you come and you're taking care of, you appreciate, you respect, but you're working with people that you enjoy. And so how do you want to get this wonderful?
Yeah,
this is your
What is your recommendation? What is your opinions on the menu?
Well, fortunately, I have the opportunity to taste everything. Trying to keep it that way, you know. But I think my favorite thing off of our menu has to be the Flatiron Pork and Burger.
That's my favorite, medium well.
I think every time I ordered steak, the temperature that I would always get is well done. But when I came here and I tried medium well for the first time, trust me, no other temperature but medium well. I think that's my favorite.
It's a poison flat on a hoagie bun, so it looks like a mini sub.
Right. Yeah.
I've had that before. And when you talk about a wonderful bite that is succulent, and savory and juicy, as we say in the 242. That tenderness of that flat iron steak, the sweetness of it, the way you treat it, is absolutely incredible.
Perfect.
Absolutely incredible. Now, one of the things I noticed that this is just a menu, a bougie brunch menu, actually, only on Sundays. Tell us a little bit more about your other regular animal.
So, you know, we're talking about our
menu.
Okay, so we have the offering mostly gluten-free and vegan options. They are completely amazing. It doesn't taste that way at all.
So, one of the things that I remember hearing you say, you said the items that are on the menu.
Yes,
go ahead, continue, please.
I think one thing that I love on the menu is the avocado fries. I don't know if y'all ever try avocado fries.
Never.
Avocado on a fries. But like, it is just completely amazing. So it's regular avocados that are in a light breaded crumb. Listen, that is first time since working here I've ever tried avocado fries.
And Never heard about it.
That's another
So as you would have said, wonderful, I believe you said, vegan options. Because a lot of people are now transitioning to that lifestyle. There's gluten-free options as well too. Also, I saw whereby there are lots of salads.
Right.
You salad the whole, and if so, what is your favorite salad?
I wasn't really a salad lover, but the salads here are completely different.
So it's not just lettuce and tomatoes.
No, we are super unique in crispy kale. Now, I love spinach, but I've never really tasted kale the way that I tasted it in the crispy
right.
kale. That is my favorite. The bacon crumble. The almonds, they all come together so well.
Fantastic. So for somebody who's looking for a healthy option, that sounds like it. Kale is definitely, but all people say that kale is bitter. It's really bitter in this particular
time. Pomegranate apple vinaigrette complements so well.
Wow. There's so many. It sounds like it's such a deep, rich flavor profile. That is wonderful, man. And so, folks, again, you got to come down, see the wonderful selection on your hair. I show, man, try this excellent menu. Now, what if I want to have, let's say, an appetizer? What are some of the appetizers that you folks have?
Well, our native sweet potato chips, those are really good. We also have beans. Our beans are marinated for 3 days. So
Chicken is marinated for 3 days, and then you mentioned a native chip.
Yeah, native sweet.
That's also really good.
Yes.
Okay. I believe I would have heard that for the salad, I think your number one salad would be the tequila chicken. It's a glazed tequila quinoa chicken.
That's a number one favorite. I'm not a fan of quinoa, but the way the cilantro complements the quinoa in that salad, definitely a fan of that. That's really good.
So, folks, literally, there you have it. You've got it from the host membership at the Showman EP Show, the restaurant. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're here live at number 85 Mackey Street. It's on the way in the heart of the city. And certainly, once you come down, we're supposed to take very good care of you. It's a brand new place, right almost directly opposite Wendy's. And driving through the red light there by about 24. It's the third building on the right-hand side as you go north up onto the hill. heading towards Super Bowl. You can't miss him. It's totally transformed. Actually, the building is formerly all new fashion and digital. And so that's what we are. That completely transformed the building and made it our own.
Thank you one more time again.
I noticed a lot of people you're leaving. So I want to thank you so much for the job that you're doing. So very well done. Thank you for coming on here live with us today. And we know you're busy, so we'll let you get back to it. So thanks again. Any closing words? Want to shout out anybody before we go?
I just want to shout out Showman Bistro. We have amazing staff, amazing cashiers. The cashiers are beautiful. So if you're looking for, I'm just kidding.
This is a testament of how much all the staff is here.
Yeah,
how much fun you would have just interacting with them, man.
So the Austrian Delco is a very lighthearted atmosphere. Great food. There was a phrase that I'm looking at that's on the wall. Good food and great vibes.
Great vibes.
So you gotta come through and check it out, everybody. Thank you again. Amazing staff members that you're gonna check to engage while you're here at Showman Showman Restaurant. Absolutely phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal.
And the thing about it is, when we came on the show, I've been hearing you talk about how fantastic the food is,
yep.
How wonderful the drinks are,
yep.
How great the staff is. But what I gotta say, I've experienced since I've been here for the first time, is that there's a lot of entertainment.
Yes.
You can come here and be entertained just simply by sitting around, observing the artwork, looking at the staff, and watching how they interact with the guests.
Yes.
This is an exciting place, not only for food, drinks, but for fun activities, fun entertainment.
Yep. And it's a great hangout. If you're looking for a great spot for after work, this is the Palm Hill District. You know, this is a big business community. Are they ready now to go to their corporate mix and mingles?
Here is the idea.
From what I'm understanding, is going to be done over 8 to 10 weeks,
mm-hmm.
And the idea is to engage the business community, but not just here in Palmdale, with the local business community in general, and not just to have them come in and participate in the social, but make it truly a networking party for rabbi persons who come in. I know they're doing a whole pass the mic segment,
mm-hmm.
Where you can have a platform and you can come and talk about your business. What your offerings
so
are.
Upgrading everything. You have a platform to talk about your business. Man, excellent.
And the other side is that, of course, you can expect to come in and enjoy the great entertainment and the great food that is here, but they're going to be doing tons of giveaways. There's going to be also guest speakers, whereby you have, for example, someone coming in and talking to you about how it is that you ensure that you're able, your business is sustainable
right.
Into the 21st century.
So you're merging all of these things together. I mean, you're actually merging how to make money, how to grow your business with the food. I see where the name came from. Showman Bistro. This is definitely a platform to present a show by food, drinks, and entertainment, and people. Because that's what we're talking about today. You're talking about the culture, and that's what makes up your culture. The people, the food that the people generate, the drinks, it's all here at Showman Bistro. This is an excellent place to be. First time here, definitely could be my last. I'm looking forward to coming back again when I'm not on the air, when I can sit down and have one of those sugarays. That's what I want.
And so, just in closing, and talking about some of the amazing initiatives,
I see that they start Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. There is an upcoming chef that is here at Showman, and they give them a platform.
Oh, nice.
We have had this with PC Davies, who is on social media as Bon Apple Tea. She is one of the chef ambassadors for Home Chef here at Showman, and she was taking the delicates that they want to produce and show you how you can make simple food exquisite.
Nice.
But she was here the other day. And she did a wonderful race line or past positions is absolutely extraordinary. There's another lady by the name of Heli Pima, a doctor by profession, a physiotherapist.
Nice.
She is also a chef and master here at Schumann. And again, these guys are affording an opportunity for these up-and-coming chefs who would not ordinarily have a platform such as this to showcase their skill set, to showcase their platforms, right? She came and she got a seafood pastor. Totally phenomenal. This week they got Mr. Vanya Ginzi, another chef ambassador of Schumann. She will be here this coming Tuesday, starting from 6 to 9:30. And of course, she will be doing nothing in terms of providing one of these signature dishes. You can't go wrong. These guys can't lose. Why? Because they're including the community. They're helping persons, right? And they're ensuring that persons, for example, like these chefs, these upcoming chefs, that is looking for a platform, looking for viable, incredible opportunity, they're providing that for folks. You know what folks say, if your hand open, you'll always be blessed.
Yeah,
I kind of feel that in the show.
But this, what I'm getting right now is, because you've all been in entertainment for a long time, what I'm getting here is I'm seeing the Bahamian take on something like a live stage. And you allow the community to come in and show their talent.
Giving them a platform of
them. Show their talent, not only culinary, but as entertainers.
Yep.
And not only as entertainers, but as social hosts.
Yep, yep. And together, we're helping each other to grow.
Absolutely.
And move up and forward, onward, together.
Yes.
That whole idea of the the humans being known to be a community, helping each other.
Yes.
That spirit exists here.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I gather.
That spirit certainly exists here.
Like I said, that's where the name came from. I would only assume that, but showman, when you hear the word showman, you definitely think about a show. And that's what you get here. You get a show, you get fine food, fine drinks, great company, good service.
Also,
the best place to be.
Also want to mention too that they're getting ready to roll out their corporate catering services.
Oh, wow.
Seeing the coffee here, they have an executive boardroom upstairs. That's going to be available shortly so that you can come and have your business meetings. They will share menus with us so you can have menu options.
And this is for small groups?
This is for small groups.
Oh, man.
Right. And so if you want to have your executive meetings at the hotel, your business meetings, this is the place to be. And so you can give them a call. The numbers here are 603-SHOW. That's 603-SHOW. And certainly they will take very good care of you for your business manager, so on and so forth. And so we're going to make a wrap up here on this beautiful Sunday looking afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it's such a delight to be here at Schumann East Road, the restaurant here on the 85 Mackey Street. Chef Dawson, the Dawson family, they are going to be commended. They're truly doing amazing things. And I want to shout out all the team here. The current restaurant manager. We got, let me see, like, remember some of the names. We got Katie and Sandra. We got also, Duran, who's the wonderful bartender.
I was about to ask who's the bar chef.
Yeah. We got
the bar chef,
that's right. We got DJ Baby T, she's here. We also got the guys in the back, Charlton, and all of those wonderful folks. Too many names to remember at this time, but certainly, what a wonderful group, what a wonderful organization. And we say blessing. We speak blessings upon you, we pray blessing upon you guys, because this is, again, all the way around this.
Great experience.
Very well done. Very
absolutely. Absolutely. And I would encourage anyone who is looking for something new to do in Nassau, because there's only one location right now, which is on number, 85? Number 85 Mackey Street. This is the place to be. This is the new experience for dining, right here at Showman.
I see Chef Monkey, Chef Monkeys. AKA Yum Yum, hello, Yum!
Yeah.
And also, guys, don't forget tomorrow here at Schumann, they have this wonderful, they're calling it a Bahamian extravaganza. And a cultural explosion, really, is what you can come with and expect to enjoy. All of the great local artists will be here. 12:30 it starts with a group called Curbside Rockers. I've seen these guys. They are tremendous. They got great energy. If you love the indigenous sound of the sword, the Reagan's
Reagan's
drum, they got the keyboard, they got the great companies, them as well, the bodies have great energy. They'll be kicking things off at 12:30 to 1:30. Then the transition to 2 p.m. with Mr. Nehemiah Hill. The legend. He is a legend.
Absolutely.
And obviously, for many years, the front man, Mommy Award winning. He's going to be here. Love, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. Then at 3 p.m., we have the dynamic, the vivacious, the energetic, the showstopper, Ms. Wendy herself. Wendy will be here. And so it goes on. The Heyman Train. Love his musicality. I love what he brings to this table. Such a wonderful and unique performance. At 5 p.m. or 4:30, we have Big Bro, who was again a local Bahamian rapper. He's going to be here. We got 6 p.m. Sorry, 5 p.m. with Judah the Lion. And love his music as well, too. Nisi at 6 p.m. She is also one of the lead singers for the rhythm band. We have Shine, who's been blowing up all over the place. Got some new music from him. We got actually a spoken word artist as well. Her name is Lynn Perry. And so I heard she does some storytelling with an interesting twist to it.
Yeah.
Right? She has a whole face up with energy. Marco, go that call for me, please. And also, 8 p.m. Sweet Emily and D-Map. I heard they have a new song together. And then, my man, Cupid, all the way! It's a wonderful lineup of Bahamian talent, ladies and gentlemen. Performing here on the 85 Mackie Street. This is Showman Each, the restaurant, and they got going on. Simply put. So come to the 85, come to the great food, the tremendous staff that they have here. You will not be disappointed. And in closing, I say to you, my Bahamian brothers and sisters, we should all celebrate our culture. We should all be tremendously proud and pleased and privileged
to be
in this country that is ours, the state that we call home.
So let's celebrate follow the Showman example and be our brothers and sisters and continue to stretch out each other,
glittering each other up, bolstering each other, supporting each other, and ensuring that we can truly move upward, onward, forward together as a nation. It's a beautiful thing we see the action in this organization. Absolutely, has gotten it right. Brother Mommy, I don't know if you have any closing words, but we're just about out of time.
All I'm going to say, hey, good food, good vibes. Showman E Bistro. That's the place to be to get that.
And ladies and gentlemen, no true words have ever been spoken. We shout out our girl, our partner in crime, Lady D. We love you. Take care. She's in Atlanta over the next week and a half. We wish you a big passage. And to all of you, ladies and gentlemen, we say thank you so much for tuning in for this episode of the Real Love Talk Show right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I will truly shed away as us all in your company. Amen. 1B is with me.
1B is here.
And so we thank you so kindly. You guys have a great, beautiful afternoon. We hope to see you here a little later on at Showman E Bistro, the restaurant number 85, Mackie Street. Take care until the next time.
Facebook.